Well, good day to you, wherever you happen to be. Welcome. This is your show. If you've listened for more than, I don't know, a couple days, a week, maybe you've been listening since June of, this is coming up on 10 years of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. But we love making it your show. You get to call in. You are the ones who share your wisdom, your insights, your lived experiences on whatever the topic is of a particular day. And so we're going to throw it out to you right now, Debbie. We're going to put something out there. I put this on the show calendar, and I've thought about this in so many different instances of life. And I think we are going to get a lot of response on today's show.
Oh, I agree with you, Jerry. And the question we're asking is, how are we trusting by nature? I totally agree with Jerry. I just think about, driving, how we trust that the cars around us are going to obey the traffic laws, and they're going to stop when they're told to stop. They're going to go when they're told to go. They're going to see the green light and the red light. And, and it's how are we? So we easily trust the things that are going on around us, and we don't even question it. We don't even think twice about, like, man, this could be dangerous. So I think this is a fascinating topic. I'm glad you put it on the calendar, and we'd love our Take Two family to weigh in on it. And all you have to do, we're very friendly, we're ready to answer your calls at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have to ponder this for too long before you think of an example of a way that you have been trusting in your life without really even thinking about it. And Debbie mentioned, phenomenon of, other drivers obeying the traffic laws. We trust that they're going to do that. I mailed a letter to my dear friend, Sister Maria Letizia, the other day. I licked the envelope, and I didn't think twice about it. Just licked that envelope, trusting that there was nothing harmful or dangerous on there. We fly in airplanes, and we're like, about 3 feet above a 38,000-foot drop to the ground, and we trust that that plane is going to hold together. So what about this? What about this, Take Two family? What are some instances that you can think of how we are trusting just by nature, sort of innately? The number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Now, we do like to cover this from all angles, so we're going to expand this, right, and see how this relates to the way we trust God, how much we trust God. Does it change in that area? Why is it so easy for us to absolutely blindly trust others? We don't even know them. We'd have no idea what their life is like, their morals, their values, their ethics, anything. We trust them, but yet we have a difficult time trusting God. Or maybe we trusted God and we felt like God wasn't there for us. And so now it changed that element of trust that we have for others. Or we were betrayed one time by somebody in our life that we dearly, dearly loved and we valued, and we were betrayed. And then that stopped everything. All the walls went up. So we can cover this from all angles. And as we do on Take Two, like Jerry said, for almost 10 years now, we like to cover the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in between. So Matt is waiting to answer your call. Okay, we are live. The two of us are here, well, virtually here together. Jerry's coming in from Boston. I'm coming in from right outside of Phoenix, Arizona. But we can, with the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, we're coming all together from around the world. So if you have something to say about this topic, you could help other souls. If you sit this out, you're going to miss this opportunity. So come on, you guys, fill those phone lines. Let's go. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I do have to ask you, though, Jerry, you're in Boston. Are you getting snow or no? No snow?
There is snow on the ground. And in fact, yeah, we had a power outage this morning. Quite the windstorm blew through here near the seminary. I'm at Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary, first-year theologian here, first year of 4 years in the program. God willing to be a priest at some point. And I'm so grateful to Father Brian Kiley, the rector, for not only allowing me to do the show, but he's encouraging me. He really believes that it's a great outreach, a great ministry. So just wanted to get that in there. But yeah, we do have snow on the ground, and that's the case in a lot of places. We had snow on the ground in Florida recently. I mean, what's happening with the world, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I know you're still recovering and trying to get up to really walking well and stuff, but I know you can't resist. Those snow angels look very appealing when you have just a little bit of snow on the ground and it's nice, powdery snow, not icy snow, right?
I would love to do that. I'm just not sure I'd be able to get back up off the ground
okay.
right now. Debbie's making a reference to, I had back surgery on December 9th, and if I could be selfish just for a moment, I would like to take two family. Please pray for me. It's a long road back. I'm still using a walker to get around part of the time. I am, you know, walking on my own in the dining hall and classrooms and things like that, but down the hallways, I'm still using that walker. So I really am hoping and praying for a full recovery and a return to restored, you know, health so I can move forward with what God is, you know, calling me to do in my life. So a little selfish moment there. Take two family, if you pray for me. And I return that to you. From the time I had the surgery, the time I was in the hospital, until today, I'm offering this all for the Take Two family. So please be assured that my prayers and, you know, the aches and pains from the surgery are going up to God on your behalf, Take Two family. So
beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Okay, so Matt's on the phones. We have Michael at the controls, and we have Rich on social media, so you can make your comments there as well, and he'll put them on the show document. We do have plenty of lines open right now if you'd like to get in early. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We're talking about how we're trusting by nature. How does that relate to our spiritual life? We'll cover this from all angles. If you have something to say, okay, even if it's a little bit off topic, but it has to do with trust, call in, please, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Well, you hear us say it all the time, perhaps on every show. What you share on this radio program is going to impact other souls, other lives. And it's not a stretch, I don't think, to say that it could turn somebody back in a good direction toward, you know, possibly eternal life with God, you know, maybe even saving their soul. So I don't want to over-dramatize it, but really, you have something important to share, and there are ears and hearts listening to what you share today that is going to make a difference in their lives. So get on board. As Debbie said, those lines are wide open here at the start of the show. It's always the best time to call in. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
And we're going to hit the pause button in just less than a minute. And when we come back, we'll start the conversation with Sarah from Ohio. So Sarah, hold on. And now you can join Sarah if you want to talk about how we are trusting by nature, how we just go out there, we get behind the wheel of a car, we trust everybody around us. Let's talk about it. 833-288-3986. Please call us right now. We're waiting for your call. How are we trusting by nature? That's the question we're asking the Take Two family. And if you're listening right now and you're not Catholic, guess what? You're still part of the Take Two family. So please call in and weigh in on this. Give us your takes, your lived experiences, your understanding, your wisdom, your knowledge. We need it all. 833-288-EWTN. Super simple. And you're going to love to speak to Matt. He's wonderful to talk to. 833-288-3986. And Jerry, before we get to Sarah, let me just share with our wonderful Take Two family. Do you Roku? Roku allows you to instantly stream EWTN to your TV. All you need is a high-speed internet connection, a TV, and the Roku player. For more information, all you have to do is visit EWTN.com/Roku. iRoku, I love it. Absolutely love it. Like, I'm addicted to it.
I love it too. Yeah, I mean, technology has come a long way, you know, from splicing tape in the radio business when I first got into it 45 years ago. We have so many beautiful technological advances. Okay, again, we were asking you, how trusting are you? Do you implicitly trust those things in life? Like you walk down the produce aisle at the store, you just throw some apples in your bag. Maybe you wash them off when you get home, but you just make the assumption that they're going to be, you know, not tainted in any way. We trust in so many different ways. And we trust people at times in so many different ways. And how is that maybe translated into your spiritual life? Has that helped you to be a trusting person in your relationship with God? Or maybe you have been, as Debbie said earlier, maybe you've been, someone has betrayed your trust and you just have a difficult time now trusting people or God. We're casting a wide net here. So help us out with your lived experience at 833-288-3986. We will start, as Debbie promised, with Sarah in Edgerton, Ohio. Sarah, thank you for calling the program.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
It's been a long time. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty well, yeah. Haven't heard from you for a while.
Yes. Hi, Sarah.
Yeah, hi. Good to hear you. So in general, I'm a pretty trusting person. And my husband tends to be a little bit more skeptical, which is not exactly what I was, my point that I was going to talk about when I talked to Matt. I have gone to spiritual exercises regularly for the last 15 years or so. And the last couple years, God's been working on me on trust, in the fact that trust into overcoming the vice of pride. You have to have humility and trust to be able to have a good relationship with the Lord. And then last fall, my mother-in-law passed away, and I went, I was talking to a dear friend who is a father of mercy, and he was telling me that I had to go to the next level for my trust. And he said, once you master trust, you have to have confidence in God. And I had never really thought about confidence in God as a deeper sense of trust. Mm-hmm. So it's something I have to explore a little bit more in my own spiritual life, but I just thought that was an interesting thing to bring to the table. So,
well, let me jump in, because Sarah, you just said something that really I sat up really straight in my chair, and I was going, okay, Sarah's onto something here. That priest is brilliant. Actually, for the past year, I have been on the radio, especially on the show The Spirit World, which is heard on Saturdays with Adam Bly. And Jerry, you know this because you've listened to the show. I have been absolutely passionately promoting confidence in God, the word confidence. So that priest mm-hmm. that advised you in that area is, I truly believe, spot on. And where did I learn this from? I learned it from Blessed Carlo Acutis. And I read so many of the books on him, and especially the book that his mother had written on him right after he passed away. And it talks about how he, at his young age, Jerry, even at 10 and 11 years old, he died at age 15. Blessed Carlo was constantly building that trust and having the confidence in God. And it was, and that's what allowed him to do and be on the scene and be such a great saint in such a short amount of time. So Sarah, that priest that advised you is onto something. I totally agree. What do you think about that? But confidence in God, Jerry?
Well, I think what you shared is great, and Sarah, I love what you shared as well. Is going, going deeper, going to another level. We need to understand that in the spiritual life, we reach certain goals along the way, milestones, road markers, things like that. But there does come a time when we say, okay, now it's time for us to go a little bit deeper in a certain area in our life. How is that? I don't know if you want to share a little bit, if you've experienced how that has played out for you, how that is looking for you, Sarah, in your own life, but how that may have, made a difference in your life, what this priest suggested that you do.
So the time that he was asked, we were having the conversation, was right about the time my mother-in-law passed away. And so I had spent the last 8 months of 2024 mm-hmm. being her primary caregiver. So my husband's mother had some major health issues, and she kept getting worse and worse. And at one point in October, she said, okay, I'm done. I'm going to just go into hospice. And she did not have a relationship with God at all. When we asked her during her hospice time, do you want chaplain services? She said, no, I don't. And I asked her twice just for my own peace of mind, and she said no. So I have had to practice that confidence in God and in his mercy that whatever her soul, wherever her soul is, that God has mercy on her, because I don't know her relationship with the Lord at all. Right. And then after she passed on my birthday, and so that we kind of laughed because that was like my, she's taking care of me. I don't have to take care of her anymore, and that was her final gift to me. But I have had to recalibrate my whole life because I spent so much time caring for her. And my own spiritual director gave me the book by Father Alban Goodyear is his name. It's called The Prince of Peace, and it's 30 meditations about Advent and 30 meditations about Christmas. And it's taken me a little bit longer because I started it halfway through Advent to go through the book. But it's been very good for me to just think about what kind of trust our Lord had to have to come into this world as an infant. And, right now I'm meditating on the persecution of Herod and the Magi, and all of that is just giving me a chance to just recuperate, to recalibrate where I'm at. And it's been very beautiful. And I don't know where it's going to lead. Like, I don't know what my next mission is. I've been just waiting and, you know, trusting that God's going to open the door when it's time. And I'm at peace about that, which is, you know, therein shows spiritual growth, because I haven't had that kind of peace or less, like, not a restlessness in my soul, which happens regularly for me. So I know God's hand is in it.
Wow. So, Sarah, this is huge. Now, your mother-in-law passed on your birthday. So clearly, yeah. Okay. So to me, do you see where I'm going with this, Jerry? Jerry's going to know where I'm going with this. Sarah, you were definitely in position. There's a spiritual responsibility there with you and your mother-in-law. I'm sure you probably felt it. I mean, the fact that she passed on your birthday. So, and it's so interesting how you are deepening your understanding of this and obviously to help her and her eternal state. Did that dawn on you? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's not the first time I've had something traumatic happen on my birthday. Mm. So 8 years prior to this passing, I lost a baby on my birthday too.
Oh.
So I, like, a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. So it's not unfamiliar territory. It's just slightly different.
Right.
And so, but yes, there's quite an awareness. My husband and I talked about it a lot. Actually, I kind of was like, we had another family member who was my father-in-law. When his brother died, he's like, don't die on my birthday. So the brother died the next day. And I thought about telling my mother-in-law, don't die on my birthday, but I didn't have the heart to do that. And then she ended up anyway. So I kind of knew before, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to acknowledge it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you know,
God knows what that purpose is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're a prayerful person. You're a good person in that area, and you're going deeper. And so that's going to help those around you, yourself and those around you. I brought the prayer book out. Tomorrow's our urgent prayer request show. I brought it out early. Do we have your mother-in-law's first name in the book? Do you feel comfortable giving it to us?
I can. Her name is Sharon.
Sharon. Okay. I put everybody in the book, and I put you and your whole family and your
Thank
baby,
you.
Your baby too. That had gone to meet the Lord on your birthday. So, wow. Jerry, this is a powerful call. Okay. Do we have Jerry with us? Okay, we might have lost Jerry for a minute. He had a power outage there. Sarah, you can still hear me, right? Okay.
Yes, I can.
Okay. Okay. We'll try to reconnect with Jerry. But Sarah, and thank the fine folks there at Annunciation Radio. You guys are doing such a great job in the Diocese of Toledo, Ohio. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
All
you
right.
very much. God bless.
All right. Yes, definitely. Yes, God bless. Okay, we're gonna get reconnected probably maybe on the next break with Jerry. He had a little bit of power outage in Boston, Massachusetts, but I'm still holding strong. So I need to hear from you. So please, it is a sunny day here in Arizona. We actually had rain yesterday. It was a very, very unusual experience for us. So we were it was very interesting. So now we have the sunny day today. So we have a good connection, and I'd love to hear from you. So if you're listening, you hear the sound of my voice, I believe it's a divine appointment for you to call in. So stop what you're doing, put everything aside, put the baby down gently, pull over safely to the side of the road, and maybe answer this question. Do you feel that we're very trusting by nature, but then when we have to relate that to God, it changes? And why does it change? And how have we, you know, like, think about it for a second. You know, we do so many things that we don't even think about the consequences of things going wrong, right? We don't think about it. We just trust and we go for it. But yet when somebody brings up God, we're like, I don't know, I trust God, but I'm still trying to control all those things. So let's cover this. Let's tackle this from many different angles and see if we can unpack this in a better way so we can be a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. So here's the number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. You can always email us, take2@EWTN.com. You can also, I brought out the prayer book if you want to give us some prayers ahead of time. Tomorrow's our urgent prayer request show, but you can always go to our 24/7 virtual prayer wall at take2show.com, or you can post your comments on social media, on YouTube, Facebook, on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Facebook page, the YouTube page, or the Jerry and Debbie Heavy Facebook page, so you can like us there as well and put your comments. But I'd love to hear your voice. Like Sarah called in from Ohio, and she shared just beautifully, you know, this idea of really taking it to the next level with God, building that trust and confidence in God, and practicing that same kind of, you know, childlike, just 100% trust for God. And that's what God wants. He wants all of us. He doesn't want us to negotiate and play these, you know, kind of mind games that sometimes we do the dance with. And we're like, okay, God, yep, I know I'm supposed to trust you, but I'm going to take back all the control. I'm going to make sure I get this done my way. And, you know, Sarah talked about this idea of really genuine humility, you know, losing that ego, losing that pride, you know, pushing that away, pushing it aside, and really and truly 100% trust God. And you know, guys, I'm actually speaking to myself, because we all need it. I think this world tells us not to trust, tells us to keep control, try to, you know, conduct your own life. You know, you can do it. It's all about you. No, we really need to practice this. So if you feel prompted by the Spirit, if you have something to say, if you have something to share, if you can tell your story of growth, spiritual growth, please do not hesitate. Say yes to the Holy Spirit and dial in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Phone lines are wide open today. We have a nice pace going for take two today. So that's wonderful. You can get right in. You can speak to Matt. You can also post your comments on social media. Rich will pick them up there. Michael, like I said, is at the controls doing a fine job. So hopefully you can hear us in a crystal clear manner, and that's wonderful. But we're talking about trust today. Maybe, just maybe, you have been really hurt by this. Somebody, or maybe many people, have betrayed that. It has broken you. It has hurt you. You have put up the walls. You said, no way. I'm not going to do this again. Not trusting again. Have you ever gone through those seasons where you've felt that way? I have. I can tell you exactly when it was, 2006, 2007, when my 20-year marriage crumbled and there was a betrayal of trust. And I felt that way. I felt like I was on my own little island with the walls all around, really, really high up in the sky that no one could climb over. And I was going to be protected. And I guess what? That didn't last very long. It didn't work out well for me. So has that ever happened to you? Are you in that stage of life right now? And you find it very difficult to trust anyone around you, and you really find it difficult to trust God. Let's talk about it, just like we did with Sarah. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986 is the number to call. You'll get right in. And again, you do not have to be Catholic to call in. We really feel that if you're listening, there's a reason. So maybe this topic is really resonating with you. It's hitting you deeply. I don't want to do anything to emotionally harm you and re-traumatize you in any way. We really want this to be a healing, beautiful episode of Take Two, where you can learn from it. We can all learn. We can grow together as the body of Christ. That's how it rolls. That's how it works. We have been entrusting it to the powerhouse saints that we pray to at the start of every show. We believe it's Holy Spirit driven, and we believe that St. Michael, we always ask St. Michael to help us and defend us in this thing called ministry. You know, it's tough out there. Ministry's tough. And there's a lot of resistance. The demons do not like us getting closer to God. So let's try to get as close as we can get to God as possible right now during this episode. 833-288-3986. We'll be right back. Hope you join us for this edition of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and because we think it's very important to talk about trust. God wants us to trust Him completely. And we're so trusting by nature. But think about all the things you do in the course of your day. We trust all these strangers around us, right? But yet we have a difficult time trusting God. So let's really talk about it. 833-288-3986. Pamela is waiting to come on air with us next. And Pamela is in Montana on Sirius XM 130. Okay, Pamela, I'm curious. How do you say your city or your town?
Kalispell,
Montana. Sounds really beautiful. Are you getting snow where you're at?
No, not really. No.
Okay, cool. Very cool. All right, so go ahead, Pamela. You take it away. We're talking about trust today.
So I am a very trusting person. I think God is in control, and I don't worry. I really don't worry, and people around me will tell you that. But I was in Dallas this weekend with my son and his wife and family for a competition, and we were staying downtown, middle of Dallas, kind of in the middle of all these homeless people, in this building that you had to go through all these cement walkways to get to our little apartment. Anyway, they were saying, don't leave, don't go outside, and we get the convention center, don't wander outside. And so all of a sudden, my trust eroded, and when they, at the end of the event, they wanted to go to dinner one way, and then I was going to go another way with my sister and brother-in-law. And I just panicked. I said, I have to walk in that house by myself. That was that house, apartment, VRBO. And I just panicked, which is really unusual for me.
Okay.
Those around me were so nervous.
Right. But Pamela, let me get this straight. I just want to make sure I hear what you're saying correctly. So you are, you know, in a general sense, you're very trusting, right? And then you had there were some negative comments around you, and so then it caused you to go into that panic level?
Yeah, because they kept saying, oh, you don't go outside by yourself. You know, don't take your strength and outside. And, and those kind of comments, and finally it just caught up with me, I guess.
Right, right. Well, you know,
and
you
I
make
thought, well, I get that picture. I should be so trusting.
But you know, Pamela, you make a really good point. You know, we want to caution others. We want to protect others. We want to make sure people are taken care of and they're not harmed in any way. And it's an interesting thing. Where do we strike the balance in that? Right? Like, how do we know? To share things in a practical way, responsible way, but not come across so panicky and so petrified of things that we alarm the other person to that point where they start to get agitated in the interior sense. I agree with you. I have to tell you, I grew up. My mother was fantastic. My mother was fantastic, but she had a tendency that if she worried about something, she would take it to the next, level, the next level. And it would start to create that kind of panic inside of me. And I didn't like that because I didn't know I had to survive. I had to exist. I couldn't be in that constant fear state. And so, it's an interesting thing. And, I think that, oftentimes when I get people around me that are a little bit too much of putting instilling the fear that could potentially happen out there, I tend to try to move away from those encounters or those conversations as quickly as possible. So just so I can keep my kind of healthy, balance on that. But I hear what you're saying. That's very interesting. And see, that's the power of people's words and the influence that people can have on us that can change the way we feel about our trust issues. So anything else you wanted to share? I think I got your story, and I tell you, it's very interesting that you added this to the discussion. So anything else you'd like to share?
No, it was a great time, and thank you for answering my call, because I thought, wow, this is my issue for the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great day.
Thank you, Pamela. God bless you. You're wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, if you'd like to join the conversation, we're talking about how we're so trusting in nature. And then we get these, situations that that the storms that come up in life, and you know, we have a difficult time trusting God. That's why Jerry and I love Father Delindo Rotolo, the Surrender Novena. Jesus, you take the wheel. We just love that. 833-288-EWTN. It's 833-288-3986. And the rosary, praying the rosary on a daily basis, can really help us build the trust and the confidence in God. Jack is up next in Utah, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Jack. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Jack. I'm still vertical, and that's a good thing, so I got one more chance on this side of the veil.
Okay, I got a couple of things to talk about on trust. There's a gal named Sarah Huff. I don't know if you've heard of her, but she was recruited by the KGB way back 10 years ago, and in fact, she was really into the feminist movement, and mm-hmm. she moved, was so powerful that they asked her to come to their to Russia, and they indoctrinated her, got her really into the point where the Catholic Church was no good, and feminism was the way to go, and abortion was. And she was on Trending with Timory. It's on 1010, and she began to talk about how they sent her back to Brazil, and she got set up with the media. And she went out and told about how you could have an abortion and how it was not a bad thing. And later on, she began to have an abortion and not trust the Catholic Church because they've talked about feminism. Anyway, she had an abortion and then her died. And her feminist people in Brazil that she was really friends with didn't come to help her. She called and got Catholic guy next door, came and broke down the door and saved her life, took her to the hospital, and she converted and talked about how the KGB has been after us for more than 10 years, of course, to tell us lies on the media. Mm-hmm. And George Soros, he's a man who was broke the Bank of London by shorting the pound and giving bad news about the pound and making a ton of money erroneously because he really bad-mouthed the pound and made tons of money. And now he's been, and his cohorts are on media all over the world trying to get people to hate the United States, hate the Catholic Church. And
Well, let me just stop you right there for a moment, Jack, because I see I understand where you're headed with this, and about media, that we cannot trust media, and media can definitely mislead us and lie to us. Well, you know, Jack, before everything you're saying, there's so much of a truth to it, because when you have a platform like that, you have the ability to use it for good or use it for evil, right? And this is why I'm just going to say this, and I think it's a perfect timing, Jack. So I don't think there's any accident to you calling. I think it is totally Holy Spirit-led here that you have called and you got in, because we have full phone lines. So this is meant to be. Guys, we've got Lent coming up right around the corner, the beginning of March. Okay, listen to what Jack was saying, how the media can really get us off track. They can really distort things. They can really change the way we view our faith. They can change the way we view God, the world, everything, if we let them into our minds and they leave that kind of impact, that negative impact. Well, here's what I say to what you're saying, Jack, and what everybody else is listening to, because I'm already getting the comments coming in, and one person is saying, say it, Debbie, say it. Okay, I'll say it. Let's give up all this secular media stuff, and let's just focus on Catholic media for Lent. Let's everybody just make that commitment, I say. It's a great challenge. Okay, give up all the secular stuff for Lent and just focus on your faith. Go for Catholic media, read trusted sources like EWTN, CNA and Church Pop and National Catholic Register. Okay, all the great resources that EWTN provides, Catholic media, and just focus on that and see where it takes us and see if we can really help to make a better world by the way we clear our minds of all the garbage and just focus on God. Just real quickly, Jack, I'm sorry I couldn't get back to you. I think we may have just lost the connection there, but Jack, I totally appreciate your call, and I want to move to Tina in Lyndhurst, Ohio on Sirius XM 130. I was going to go back to Jack, Tina, to get his comments, but what do you think of the challenge that I just issued to just focus on Catholic media for Lent?
Well, can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's funny. I missed it because I was on the phone and trying to work at the same time. But okay. When you said just focus on Catholic media, that summed it all up. Like, why wouldn't I only focus on that if I'm looking for an answer mm-hmm. from the Catholic Church or the Catholic beings?
Yeah.
I would go to the Catholic media first myself.
Well, yeah, and Jack was talking about how the secular media is lying to us, they're misleading us, you know, all sorts of things. And I think that we have Lent coming up, and Lent's a difficult time, and the demons do not want us to get closer to God. So they're going to try their hardest to tempt us. They're going to try their hardest to get us off the mark. And like Jack was saying, we've got to be aware of this. So what I said was, Tina, is let's issue the challenge for everybody. Just give up the secular world for Lent and just throw all of your attention, if you have that extra time during the day, into Catholic media and Catholic trusted sources like EWTN. So that's what I was saying,
right.
Tina. I think it's, you know, some people will say, oh, that's so simple. It is simple, but it's difficult to do because there's such a kind of an addictive thing that people want to be in the know. They want to know what's going on, so they have to catch the news every day.
Right. Now, yeah. I agree with you 100%. 100%.
Oh, thanks, Tina.
Good
but
advice.
I know you. Oh, thank you. But I know you have another comment here, so tell us about your siblings.
Oh, well, anyway, so I'm from a big family. My mother was very sick, and she passed away. But the fighting, oh, my gosh, I can't. Now, it's been 5 years she died. But the fighting was over the top. You can't even, it was unbelievable. The other four, oh, my God. They were so mean that I swear I had PTSD from it. So I don't really talk to them, those other four. And I know you're like, I'm praying the rosary and saying, oh, God, please. He's all about forgiving. There is no way I'm going to be able to call those four up and say, I'm sorry, I forgive you. I just want to let it go and keep on the way I'm keeping on. But I want to make sure that's okay.
Okay, so you're
Does that
saying,
make sense?
Yeah, I get it. So you're saying that some of your siblings is just, there's too much hurt, too much pain. Does it still continue, is what you're saying? It still continues?
It would if I went back in their fold. Mm-hmm. Oh my, they're so mean. They say the meanest things. They just say mean things to you.
Okay.
They
okay.
do it to everybody. I can't be around that. So I cannot call them or write a letter or say, I forgive you for all the meanness, and I want you to know I'm sorry for anything I caused. I could never do that. I couldn't.
Okay. Well,
They would be awful.
Okay. So don't be at peace and don't worry about that part yet. Okay. Just how about this? Here's an easy recipe to bring you some peace today. You obviously, as you know, that unforgiveness, right, can land us in purgatory, can land us in purgatory for a long time, right? So unforgiveness. So the way to practice forgiving, if we have a difficult time because of the circumstances and the dynamics of what we have to live in this world we live in, if it's difficult, here's what you do. And I learned this from my dear co-host, Adam Bly, who taught me how to do this so well, and it's worked beautifully. And I've actually told some priests about this and they love it. In fact, one priest did a homily on it. He did a fabulous job. Anyway, so here you go, Tina. So when you're with God in a prayer session, you share with God that you want to forgive your siblings. You don't want to hold anything against them. You even can envision them in heaven. You know, you want the best for them. You want them to get to heaven. You want them to be converted if they've walked away, whatever. And you want to forgive, but it's very difficult for you to forgive. So you basically share with Jesus, you say, I'll try my hardest to forgive, you know, pick a number, 10%. And Jesus, I need you to fill in that other 90%. I need you to step in. I'll give 10% if you can give 90%. It's amazing, Tina. I know I always get criticized that it's a cliche, you know, it's a game changer, but this is a spiritual game changer. I don't know how else to say it. It's huge. So you do your part and ask Jesus to step in and do the rest. And then just get on with life. And obviously, you know, you want to make sure you don't have any unforgiveness, hardness of heart. So if you have any of that, clear that away in confession. And Tina, you're Catholic, correct? Are you Catholic?
Right.
Okay. All right. And then you just do your part, whatever you can do, and ask Jesus to step in and let it go. Don't worry about the other details of trying to reconnect and reconcile and send a letter. Don't worry about that yet. Let it just all play out. Tina, you got to trust me on this one. I had a very difficult time forgiving a certain person who really, really hurt me badly. And I can honestly say that with this recipe for success on this, for forgiveness, it has really just freed me of everything. It's unbelievable.
Oh, okay. I'm already at the. I don't wish any ill will. I want to see them in heaven. They're good people alone, but together they're crazy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. You have to protect your mental health. You have to protect yourself. You know, the boundaries, setting up boundaries is not a bad thing. You know, you can't just throw yourself into the middle of things and get just brutalized emotionally or mentally, or sometimes even in some families, even physically. I mean, you can't do it. So you got it. You really do need to protect yourself. And I think I like your heart though. You're not wishing them any ill will or anything like that. You just, it's difficult for you to be in it. So I would suggest doing that kind of exercise with Jesus and see how that brings you more peace. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And you know, I always say that the divine mercy, I wish that was more prominent around. I don't see much of that much anymore. But I still do it every day.
Yeah, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Yeah. You know, actually, I do it on YouTube now. It's so awesome. There's different Divine Mercies. They even have ones that are done by children. It's so beautiful. So I love the 3 o'clock hour to pray. So yeah, very powerful. Okay, Tina, thank you so much. And I just wanted to go back to Jack from Utah. Jack, thanks again for calling in. We already got some comments coming in, and people are taking the challenge. They agree with you, Jack. They're putting down all the secular stuff, and they're picking up all the Catholic, Christian, wonderful resources out there. So Jack, you made an impact with your call. Tina, you did as well. So did Sarah, Pamela. Gosh, you guys are awesome. You're all awesome today. Let's hear what Allison has to say in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on Holy Spirit Radio. Hi, Allison. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Go right ahead.
Well, my name is Allison, and I had to greatly change my way of looking at people and trusting and constantly looking to God as the source of trust. I went through a 24-year marriage. When I got married, I had been raised Catholic, but it was rather pick and choose Catholic. And I really didn't see, went to Catholic school for 12 years. I didn't have things explained to me very well. I'm 60. It was a time where some catechesis could be very difficult. And, you know, at 16, I decided that I didn't want to, you know, obey the church. It was it was my feminazi stage of the Catholic Church is a patriarchal institution that wants to keep women down. Mm-hmm. 14 years later, after I got married outside of the church, I was back in the doors of the church within 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And I married a man who was a practicing Christian. He was a deacon in the Congregationalist Church. He said he had a very deep relationship with Christ. He put up with my kind of neutral attitude towards religion at that time. But within 6 months of being married, I found myself back in the doors of the church and coming with an open heart, really, for the first time, an inquiring mind. I wanted to know what my faith taught. And so, you know, over a process of years, I learned the faith. I read the catechism. I learned what the faith was, not what I thought it to be.
Right.
And I tried to live that. And when it came time that we were blessed with a child, you know, I'd been back in church for 4 years. My husband agreed that we would raise our son within the faith, within the Catholic faith. And 8 years after that, he himself became Catholic.
Your husband.
And 16 years after that, mm-hmm. he divorced me. And I came to a point of this man who I put so much of my trust in and loved him so much. And my greatest desire in the marriage was that my husband and my son and myself, you know, heaven was the ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm.
It was not being a workaholic. It was not doing everything perfectly. And it was a shock. I mean, we had a major tragedy. Our house burnt to the ground. Mm. And less than 2 months after that, in my therapist's office, because he didn't want me to cause a scene, he said, I'm divorcing you. I'm like, I couldn't say a word.
Yeah.
It was so unexpected, and it truly hurt my trust in people. I'm a very trusting person, and how I used to put it was that, you know, no one who doesn't say they love me has ever really hurt me. It's only been people who say they love me who have hurt me in the past.
Right.
And so, you know, I was put in a very difficult position financially. And now we are in COVID came. I ended up taking care of my mother and father. My father had dementia. He has died. I now take care of my mother. But what I have learned is that it is only God who I can trust 100%.
Mm-hmm.
It is only He, you know, our beautiful triune God, who knows what is best for me. And so each day, and sometimes it's hard, you know, I wake up and I go, God, what do you have planned for me today? How
right.
can I do your will?
And right.
there's no billboard in which he says, yeah. Allison, do this. But
yeah.
as it goes along and as you read more,
yeah.
you come to a point of trust. And so now, whenever I start feeling anxious, whenever I start worrying about, you know, what is my future? Am I going to be alone and poor? I'm going, you know what? God has something in mind for me, and I don't have to take on that anxiety.
Right.
So whether it be stopping, saying a prayer, I do read sections of Divine Mercy daily.
But I just found it
the only yeah. way tenable to live.
Yeah, but Allison, God allows certain things for us to go through so that it builds us, it gets us stronger, it gets us spiritually stronger. And what you shared, the outcome of this really, really horrible situation that you were on the receiving end of when your husband tells you, you know, it's over, you know, and you didn't have obviously a choice in that. It allowed you to elevate out of it and to realize that God is the one that you can fully trust. Human beings, they're sinful, right? They're going to make bad decisions. They're going to make bad choices. They're going to fall into sin. I mean, it's, you know, thanks to Adam and Eve, this is where we're at. Okay, but Allison, the good news of where you're at is you're understanding how you were able to get above this. I'm sure it was majorly painful, okay? I know I can attest to that because I went through something similar. But here's what you did do so well. You got above that and you didn't take it out on God, and you actually threw more trust into God fully. So that was beautiful. The second thing is that you had your child and your husband both came into the church, and you said at the beginning of your call that the goal is for everybody to get to heaven. So you were an influence in all that. And that was allowed to happen so that they can, you know, come into the church. So good things are still going to move for all of eternity. And that's the beautiful thing of it. When we go through these painful, horrible, tragic things in this world, which we're going to because we live in a broken world, okay, we have to do what you did, Allison, elevate above it and say, okay, God, I'm throwing all my trust in you, okay, because I know that people are going to let us down. People are going to disappoint us. People are going to hurt us. Allison, you've had so much to say. We could do a whole show on it, but you hear the music. I didn't even get to Vince, in who's driving, safe driving from California to Phoenix, Vince, and Vincent in Port St. Lucie, Florida. So sorry I couldn't get to you, and the others calling in. Wow, this turned out to be a fabulous show. We could have done a part two and a part three on this, but we'll revisit this again. Tomorrow we have our urgent prayer request show, so please call in for that. Thank you to the show team, Michael and Rich and Matt. You did a fine job. Thank you to the Take Two family. You guys are awesome. Thank you to all the affiliates that carry the show live. You are doing such a great service so that everybody can call in and we can all be changed and get a little bit closer to God each and every time we meet for Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Jerry will be back tomorrow, and God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. So until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.